Serkin agreed to pass along to Brunn a message which made no sense to her, but would, Harris hoped, make sense to that inventive young lady. Brunn's answer, relayed through Serkin, showed she had done her homework. She had also had her visit with Cecilia, and she believed Cecilia's coma was not as deep as the medical records indicated.
How did she get hold of the medical records? Never mind. If she says Lady Cecilia is still alive inside, I'll believe it. And if she thinks she can arrange a rescue, we'll get out of her way and let her at it.
Serkin was looking better these days, and her sparkle had begun to come back. Harris wondered momentarily if it was just time or if Brunn had anything to do with it. She had to admit the two of them seemed to hit it off well.
But it's dangerous, and if they catch her...
If they catch her, she's young, rich, titled, and will have Kevil Mahoney on her side. I'd bet on her not to get caught, though. You didn't see her on the island. I was impressed.
I wish I had.
And Brunn wished she knew as much about ships. Harris wondered what would come of this. She hoped it wouldn't cause them any trouble more serious than young people usually had. Next, Harris went to find Oblo.
I've got our slot. The families requested that the yacht be put in deep storage. The court agreed. Space Enhance doesn't want the responsibility of moving it, and I've refused to allow a ferry crew, under provisions of my employment contract with Lady Cecilia and my rights as possible heir. The court agreed to that, too. Suspicious, but they did agree. So we're to move her.
But what about stores? If you're planning to go out system at once...
Are you telling me that the best thief I ever knew can't manage to get a few cargo cubes aboard a yacht guarded by an interior decorator?
Well, no, but it won't be easy. Those people are strange.
Oh, you've been checking?
Oblo looked up at the ceiling.
Of course. You said get ready for a quick departure, so I thought I'd ease things. Turns out they have an almighty sticky AI on their dock gate.
But you can do it.
Unless you're planning to run a year without stopping anywhere, she's fit.
He didn't look at her directly, but she knew his face too well to be fooled. He had begun shifting provisions into the yacht long before. It had probably started simply to prove he could bugger the AI.
Now?
I'd like another 3 shifts to sort of finish things off, but we could go now and not be much shorter.
Good. You can have 3 shifts, but not a second more, and you'd better not get caught.
Oblo looked insulted at that, as well he might.
And that includes weaponry.
No problem.
Right then. We file a flight plan for 8 shifts from now.
Oblo scowled, and Harris pointed at him.
Think about it. You're going to be sure they're as stupid as you think. If you've been doing something every shift or so, 5 blanks will make them show themselves, especially with a plan filed. I'll have reserved our space in Rockhouse Miner's deep storage and tickets back here on the ferry. Show up in uniform. We're Lady Cecilia's employees and not a gang of toughs who might go larking off somewhere in her ship. Very formal, very sad. Look as grim as you like. You're miserable about this, and you don't mind saying so. But not in the bars yet. Not until the last night.
Harris had no trouble looking grim as she filed the flight plan. Everyone knew about the legal dispute. This would make it clear who was winning. The traffic head clerk had been on Rockhouse for years. She had filed fleet plans with him.
Tough luck, Captain. It's disgusting the way they've messed up what the old lady intended.
Lady Cecilia is... was a fine woman. And I only hope they don't scour the tubes when they shut the main drive down over there.
Oh, you're not going to Dubley's?
No. Lady Cecilia's family insists that's not cost-effective, since they don't foresee the ship being used for several local years, and possibly sold anyway. As you see, they specified Harrigan's.
The clerk would know what that meant, in credits and in skill. Harrigan's was a fine deep storage yard if you were planning to send a ship or sell it to someone who would be doing a major overhaul anyway. Dubley's, far more expensive, boasted it could power and air up a ship from deep storage in less than 50 hours.
A shame. A lovely ship, I've heard.
It is. You know, she had just had it redone when I first took command, and she was having it redone again.
His eyes widened. He wanted even more details.
Real wood paneling, furnishings brought up from the family estate. And it was impressive before.
I know. Space Enhance has been using the interiors in their advertising. That was their top designer. I wonder why she wanted to change it.
Because she could, I suppose. Perhaps it didn't have the effect she expected. But you see what I mean.
The clerk nodded as if that had meant something and sealed the flight plan with a coated magnetic strip. On the way back from the traffic control office, a short, brown-haired young woman stopped her at a slideway entrance.
Captain Serrano?
Her face and voice were slightly familiar. Harris paused.
Yes?
I don't expect you to remember me. I was just a very junior ESR-12.
Military. Environmental systems technician enlisted. With the specialty and rank, the name came back to her.
Yes. Vivi Skoderin.
Another reminder of her earlier failure, though Skoderin might have been junior enough to escape the court's martial that devastated the officers and NCOs of her former crew.
How have you been? Did you...
They didn't send me to prison, no, ma'am. But I didn't re-up.
Find a job all right?
Well, ma'am, I just got in. Been working on a bulk transport, independent carrier, Oslin Brothers, maybe you know of them?
Oslin Brothers meant nothing to Harris, but independent carriers of bulk cargo were marginal profit concerns. She shook her head.
I was hoping for something better. Scuttlebutt around station is you have your own ship and are hiring some of your former crew, and I was wondering...
Harris didn't need this, not now. But responsibilities didn't come when you needed them. At least she could get this woman a square meal and perhaps a little money to help her find a better berth.
Scuttlebutt's got it slightly wrong, as usual. But come on, at least have lunch with us. You remember Sergeant Meharry and Oblo?
Something flickered in Skoderin's eyes, but Harris dismissed it as recognition.
They'll be glad to see you. Come on now.
Skoderin climbed onto the slideway with her, and Harris spent the trip back to the hostel thinking furiously. What would she do now? She owed Skoderin, as she owed all her former crew. And they were short in environmental tech, as Haidar had reminded her only that week. The others were willing to do the work, but in an emergency, they'd have their own stations to keep. Haidar remembered Skoderin at once, which relieved Harris. What if the woman had been planted on them somehow?
You'll bring her along, won't you, Captain? We really need another tech. I could use two more, in fact.
You're sure of her?
Oh, yes. That's Vivi. Kind of dull, except for her work. She's absolutely reliable. She got top reports from Lieutenant Ganaba.
Lieutenant Ganaba, who had been killed on the island even before the hunt started. Harris had heard the story from Petrus. The Admiral had not liked to leave officers alive as effective leaders. And Ganaba had been tough. If he approved of Skoderin, then she was good.
Seems a good solution to me. But if we ask her, she has to say yes. We can't leave her behind to tell the tale.
Just tell her we're ferrying the yacht, and not the rest of it.
But that's like hijacking her.
Hell, Captain, we're going to kidnap a prince. Why not an environmental tech? Besides, she wants a berth.
And Skoderin offered a short-time job ferrying the yacht with maybe a longer job later, agreed at once. Haidar took her off to lunch himself, waving away Harris's offer of funds. With the flight plan filed and the Sweet Delight entered into the undock sequencer, time seemed to compress. Harris had her own list to complete. Check out of the hostel, with reservations for herself at another, lower-priced hostel for the end of the week. Consigning the letters patent to Kevil Mahoney's office downside. She sweated out the hours until he called to confirm receipt. The messenger service was supposed to be secure, but one never knew. She had avoided telling Space Enhance about the new orders, lest they send someone aboard to do something and find what Oblo had stashed. So at the last reasonable time, when she was due aboard to begin the undocking procedures, she stopped by the Space Enhance office and showed her official authorization.
But you can't.
Court orders it. Long-term storage has been arranged at Harrigan's, Bay 85. I'm due aboard to begin undock in 10 minutes.
But...
I don't see the problem. You had the cease-work order more than 40 days ago. Surely the ship's just sitting there empty, isn't it?
Well, yes, but I'll have to check with the manager.
Not the manager, Harris noted, but a manager. Soon, the man Harris had seen before came out of the back rooms.
Oh, Captain Serrano. How nice. Mill tells me you're moving Lady Cecilia's yacht into deep storage. Does this mean the quarters ruled against you?
Not yet. just until the case is heard and finally settled. Her family petitioned the court, and the court agreed.
Well, that's too bad. Such a lovely ship. We can have her ready for you in, another 24 hours? How's that?
Sorry. I've got to undock starting in 8 minutes. We're on the sequencer, and we have a flight plan. The Harrigan's berth is time-logged, and we have passage back to Major on Triamnos. If you'll just give me the access codes.
But, Captain, this ship isn't... It's not ready. You know, we had to stop in the middle of...
Hera shrugged. She had expected Space Enhance to try some kind of delay, but this seemed silly.
As I told your assistant, you had the cease work order weeks ago. Surely your people aren't using the ship.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just such a mess. We don't like to let even an unfinished job go out of here in that state.
Sorry, but this time you must.
Harris stared him down. The man seemed uncommonly flustered, and Harris wondered if Space Enhance was involved in some kind of smuggling and had been using the yacht as a storage bay. If so, they were about to be in real trouble, all of them.
Well, I suppose if you're on the sequencer.
Traffic Control had a reputation for shredding anyone who fouled up the system, including station-side companies whose failure to comply with ship's orders caused the delay. Harris had never liked Traffic Control's tyranny, but this time she blessed it.
I'll just come with you.
Harris didn't argue. 6 minutes was cutting it close, even for her.